Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. First spiritual assignment before you start having interaction with people, either as a family or an individual. Have a quiet time before God listening to Turning Point. Welcome also to Monday, the 29th day in January 2024. From today, a new dimension has been introduced to our administration on this platform as inspired and directed by the Spirit of God. Instead of 2 weeks teachings, counseling and guidance, followed by 2 weeks of inspiring testimonies, it shall from now be a week of intensive prophetic prayers, which I shall lead you in praying, and you'll be praying it as loud as you can after me. That shall be followed by a week of teachings through question and answers as we currently have it, followed by a week of testimony sharing as we currently have it. And lastly, last week of the month shall be healing impartational prayers. In summary, call it a week of prayers, a week of teachings, a week of testimony, week of healing. Or just say prayers, teachings, testimonies, and healings. Set your heart. It shall be miracles and turn around galore. After the audio, Turning Point, then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, and is also authored by me, available both in hard and soft copies. Subscribe for it online. It shall be sent to your phone. Use the prayer booklet to do a daily short Bible study on your own, then how to read the entire Bible through in 1 year. Using the book, prayer booklet will deepen your knowledge of God's word and also enhance your spiritual growth. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Now, this is our intensive prayer week. Be praying it after me as loud as you can where you are. Please set your heart. Mighty things will happen. These are scripturally based and Holy Ghost inspired prayers that must be answered. We will start with Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. Proverbs 4:18, read with me. It says, the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. Pray after me like this. Be as loud as you can. Say, oh Lord my God, shine your light on me today. Shine your light on my path. Shine your light on my programs and my project. Shine your light on all that concerns me. I will never walk in darkness. I will never know confusion. Put your shine on my life, on my family, on my children, and all that concerns me. May I never walk in darkness. May I not fail. May I not fall. In Jesus' name, say amen. Next is Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15. Say it loud with me. By me, kings reigns, and princes decrees justice. Pray it loud and clear like this. Say, by my divine mandate, I am a king on earth. I am sent to this world to rule and reign. I receive grace and my divine mantle, my kingship mantle, to reign and to make decrees. The word of God in my mouth shall be law in my situations. Oh my God, your word says, I shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. So I decree to circumstances and situations around me, bow to my order, bow to my destiny. Your king is here. I am your king. I'm in control. I'm in dominion. Obey my order in Jesus' name. Say amen. Next is Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. Let's read it together. Say it loud after me. The silver is mine. Gold is mine, says the Lord. This is how to pray it. Pray it loud and clear after me. Say, gold is mine. Silver is mine. I reject poverty. I shall not be poor. I reject scarcity. I will not live in lack. From today, I receive fresh oil to live and operate in abundance. Whatever the weather is where I am, I will be on top. Whatever God has belongs to me. I am a child of God. The young lion may lack and suffer hunger, but because I love the Lord, I will never suffer lack. My children and my entire family will never suffer lack of good things in Jesus' name. Say amen. Next is Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7. Let's read it together. Read it after me. Who art thou, O mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall be made plain. Say this with me as loud as you can where you are. Pray and say, who art thou, O mountain? before me, mention your name, you shall be made plain. Mountain of sickness, mountain of diseases, touch yourself where you hurt, if you have pain in any part of your body. This is healing prayer. Say, mountain of sicknesses and diseases, mountain of aches and pains, mountain of fear and anxiety, mountain of opposition and contention, who art thou? Before me, become plain, be leveled up in the name of Jesus. From today, I shall walk through with no hindrance, with no opposition. I am unstoppable. My heart is set. I shall fulfill purpose. In all I set my heart to do, I will do excellently well in the name of Jesus. Next, Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. Let's say it together. Read after me. He said, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so that the Lord shall make bright cloud and give you showers of rain, that every grass on your field might grow. This is the prayer. Praying like this, say, oh Lord my God, I ask for your rain. I ask for showers of blessings. Let your rain of mercy, rain of fruitfulness, rain of growth, showers on me. I shall not know dryness anymore. All year round, it shall be showers of blessings. Give me bright cloud. It shall not be dark over my life anymore. Let the grass on my feet grow. Keep me fresh. Physically, spiritually, materially, financially, all throughout my life, in Jesus' name. In this country, in this environment, in this industry, I will thrive. I will not wither, no matter the weather. I operate under an open heaven. My rain of blessings and my showers of blessing shower more on me, nonstop, in Jesus' name. Say amen. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1. Let's read it together loud and clear. Then Samuel took the oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, God has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance. Now touch your forehead gently and say this prayer loud and clear after me. Say, I am God's anointed over his inheritance. I'm anointed by God to be the head and never the tail. I'm anointed by God to be above and never be below, to be a victor, never a victim. I'm a captain, never a victim. I will not be a victim. My children will not be victims. My entire family will not be victims. I declare victory over my territory, victory in all I do, victory in all my life's battle. I will fight and win. I will never nurse any injury, in Jesus' name. Say amen. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 20. Read it loud with me. Say, as for the asses that were lost 3 days ago, they have been found. This is the prayer. Pray loud with me. Say, I prophesy to receive back whatever I have lost in life, spiritually, physically, materially, financially, lost opportunity. I recover you back. All that belong to me and my children, I recover you back in double fold. I shall not suffer losses again, in Jesus' name. Finally, for today, Luke chapter 1, verse 28, read after me. And the angel said to her, thou art highly favored. This is the prayer. Pray it loud and clear where you are. Say, by God's grace and power, I am highly blessed and mightily favored. I am a favored child of God. I shall not know suffering. I shall not know rejection. Favor doors open for me everywhere. Favor doors open for my children, open for my business, open for my platform, from far and near. God and people shall favor me. I will come up with testimonies backing up these prayers, in Jesus' name. Say amen. Now let me pray for you. It shall be as you have prophesied it today. God will even do beyond your expectation. You have asked him for rain. Showers of blessings shall be upon you. You have asked him for his mighty hand of favor. You shall be favored. Everything that has your name on it shall carry the favor of God. You shall carry your evidence. You shall see the result of these prayers, in Jesus' name. Say amen and amen. This is how our monthly, weekly prayer shall be from now on. Please anoint yourself. You will carry your evidence. You can always play back this message and pray this prayer again and again, anytime, anywhere, any day. Follow this pattern of prayer in your own life's prayer as well. Use Bible verses to pray as we have done here today. Send in your testimonies, because testimonies shall follow this. January 29th, celebrant, your prayers be blessed, be lifted. God and good people shall bless you for your bad day. You will live long and live well. Listeners, on your bad day yearly, if you can, sow a special bad day seed connected to your years on earth. Do so until you are 120 years, 1,000 years for each year, 100 naira for each year, as much as you have the power to do. Do so, all in diaspora. Do so with your currency over there, 50 naira, $50, 50 pounds, 50 euro, 20, whatever it is, connected to your years of birth. Do so, and you will see the hand of God. It will promote you, give you good health and long life. It is practical. It is sacrificial. God cannot see sacrifice and turn away. If your faith agrees with it, please do so with joy and happiness. Rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. Ask your question broadcast. Monday's edition shall come up later this evening, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Please connect. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, the vows, and the seed of 1111, we have been doing this month. People have been doing it. It's been wonderful. And the seed connected to 7 change of seasons, our prayer on the global prayer altar. Do so. In February, our special connection for the month shall move on to 2222, as many twos as you can. We do that yearly. By the grace of God, me and you, we do this all the time until we grow to be very, very old, 120 years, leaving posterity behind for our children. This sacrificial seed sowing, they are working wonders. Let's keep doing them. Tithing and seed sowing are our covenant work with God. We shall do them as long as we live. Get your TPGF kits in Nigeria, SMS, make a call, or chat to Dupe on 0806-478-8392. As for details and directive, how you can get your TPGF kit in UK and in Europe, chat, SMS, or call Pastor Franklin on 07956-504-536. Do so. You will get yours. Let's wear it with joy, with pride, and introduce TPGF to our world, whatever country and nation and city where you are. I speak to your life. The grace of God shall multiply. As we enter a new dimension of TPGF, God will bring a new dimension to your life. You are blessed. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. Have a great day. Have a wonderful week. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.